following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
It doesn't matter if you've never blocked a shot in your life or couldn't hit a tray if they moved the three-point line an inch from the basket. You can still help your favorite basketball coach win. Doug Gottlieb here, urging you to vote in the 2012 Infinity Coaches Charity Challenge. Infinity, an official corporate partner of the NCAA, is giving $100,000 to the coaches charity with the most votes. Find out more about the charities that inspire your favorite coaches, then vote on ESPN.com/Infinity. NCAA basketball and Infinity. Inspiration is contagious.
Live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, it's the Doug and Daddy Show.
Lock up the young talent. And with Alex Gordon having his breakout year, you got Hosmer, you got Moustakas. Those three guys have got to be locked up for a long-term deal.
You're tuned in to Central Nebraska's favorite sports talk show.
We review everything that's kind of close when they score a touchdown. Well, how do we not review everything that's kind of close when it's not ruled a touchdown? I don't understand. These idiots in the booth are getting paid a lot of money to mess things up.
Pro, college, high school, they cover it all for you.
Of all the people that can win in golf, if you're not in the top five in tennis, you're just absolutely out.
You always find on the hard courts, Australia and the U.S., where the big boys seem to come through. Now, you play a little bit on the grass, or especially the clay, then all of a sudden you have a clay court specialist.
Let's head to the show right now, only on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Should be the last day of February, but it's not.
Now we're going to leap into the month of March.
That's coming up, leap day tomorrow. Had some basketball last night. Had some car racing last night.
Oh, explosions last night. Had some.
It's like they'd never been able to clean a track before. Wow. Also, the NFL Combine continues.
Like you would have had that under control right away.
220. Let's bring out the tide and scrub the track down. They look...
Doug, they're going 200 miles an hour. You start killing people. You all just sweep it off. It'll be fine. Come on, man.
Here's what I'm saying. Shaq can break a backboard when we're playing basketball in less than an hour. All right. Just saying.
Jeez. Okay, well,
Doug and Daddy Show. We Dancing with the Stars is out. Oh my! I know you're fired up about that. What happened to Melissa Gilbert? Oh my goodness! UFC. There's a reality show. There's a UNK connection. Daddy's fired up about that.
Hey, 32 people is all that made it out of 500 people that applied for this. Two of the guys that fought out here. And James Krause isn't even on this list. I've heard James Krause, the guy that did the spinning back kick to the head that got the crowd out of their feet, also one of the 32 contestants on The Ultimate Fighter. So that's pretty cool. Along with Dakota Cochran, that used pole vault at UNK. I thought that was cool. You did mention, Doug, a lot of basketball went on last night.
Tell them what this is so we don't have to talk about it later.
I said The Ultimate Fighter. Dakota Cochran, it's a live TV show. Well, people that pay attention in life know that The Ultimate Fighter is a live TV show.
Yeah,
it's reality TV, Ultimate Fighting. 500 entrants. They sent their stuff in, sent their videos in, sent their resumes in. 32 were chosen. Dakota Cochran, Drew Dober are two of them. Dakota Cochran, these guys are both Omaha natives. That's why Drew Dober, he did not fight here the first time. Dakota Cochran did fight here the first time. James Krause out of Kansas City did fight here for RFA 1. By the way, RFA 2 coming back March 30th. But Dakota Cochran, the one that took on Ramiko Blackman, who many people were disappointed in Ramiko Blackman because he just took him down to the ground and controlled the fight. Well, they caught the eyes of the people doing this TV show, and now they're one of 32, and they will challenge I mean, they break these things up. There's going to be a 2.5-hour special premiere on March 9th, starting at 8 o'clock. And it's going to run for 13 weeks. And it'll end up with a championship fight on June 1st. And then you'll have the Ultimate Fighter will go on to bigger and better things. But it's pretty cool that two of those guys that are on this show fought here. Another one from Omaha. So that's cool. I appreciate you putting that in front of me, by the way.
Otherwise, you wouldn't know about it.
Yeah, I did know about it because Russ called me this morning. Anyway.
It doesn't matter how you get the knowledge, right? As long as you got the knowledge.
That's what I say. That's what I say. A lot of basketball. The official pairings are not out yet because there's games tonight at Impact. Sutton, though, by the way, Doug, last night on 10-11, said Sutton had a chance to go. Is that not right?
One of the fans told me that if High Plains would happen to upset Paxton, was it Paxton? If High Plains happens to pull off the upset tonight, that might give them some more points and give them a chance. So that's what I was told. I was told yesterday, no, I mean, High Plains is the underdog to Humphrey St. Francis.
Okay. A lot of things going on tonight that could influence. But we've talked about before, you called the game last night. Really, really a great atmosphere for high school basketball. Official attendance, I had 6,430. I'm not sure what Riley came up with. I noticed you sitting over there by you. I said it before, I'll say it again. Where is the recruiting hype of Doc Sadler getting Connor Baronic? Doug, if you put Connor Baronic on the Nebraska basketball team right now and pick captains, he would not be the last pick. He's better than a lot of those players. I cannot believe the kid is not garnering more attention. Unbelievable game last night. And I've changed my mind. And I had told Steve Spomberg yesterday, you got to stop three players. You know what? Let the other two beat you as well. You got to stop one player. If you let him have 31, you're in big trouble too. You've got to some. I don't know how you do it. That's the problem. That was one of the better performances I've ever saw. And the defense was all over him. And they played great defense. But Connor Baronic, great, great game last night.
31 points, 9 rebounds, 4 blocks was the stat line I had for the young man. And Ravenna clinches the number one seed. That's about all we can tell you for local teams. They will be the, and Minden should be the number 2 seed in C1. Both winning fairly easily last night. Minden got out to a quicker start and coasted home over Valentine. And Minden's defense is incredible. It'll be interesting if they can get to a final against Boys Town to see, because Boys Town probably hasn't seen a defense quite like that, even in some of the B teams that they have played.
Yeah, that's probably the difference. Night in, night out, probably a little bit better schedule than Minden's face, but Minden's rolling right now. And the Minden girls are rolling. The Minden boys are rolling.
Rick Cremosta, Minden girls coach, is going to join us in the next segment. Greg Olson, Omaha native, former Major League Baseball standout, is going to join us as well at the bottom of the hour. He's got a book coming out, and we'll talk about that. Troutman's Tuesday trivia today and a whole lot more, so that's coming up on the program. But the other winners last night, as we finish up your talk there on the basketball in class, C2 were Johnson, Brock, Twin River, Ponca, Hardington, Cedar Catholic, and North Platte, St. Pat's. Stanton right now with Lutheran High in line to get those wild cards. And in C1, Lincoln Christian, Bishop Newman, Boys Town, Norfolk Catholic, Minden, and Hershey.
Obviously, the way the point system works, the reason that these teams and all the games were played last night, these teams have played D schools. So all those wild card points factor in, and people, B schools, D schools, whatever. They flip-flop back and forth. The wild card points from tonight, after tonight, the official pairings will be out, and we'll know who teams play and what seeds they are. You mentioned last night, Doug, being the one seed in C2 for Ravenna fans out there, that will be a 2 o'clock go time at Lincoln Northeast.
And it looks like Johnson County Central would be their opponent.
Ugly. I mean, that's just a... Thanks for coming. We'll see you later, Johnson County.
Minden is number 2 in C1. Wahoo's getting in on the wild card in class C1 as they are number 3. And then also getting in on the wild card will be Milford getting in on a wild card as well.
A lot of people from Stanton at the game last night cheering for Ravenna as they won a wild card as Oakland Craig knocked them off. Jason Brown, the coach there from Pleasanton, telling me in their sub-district, 2, 3, 10, and 14. That's the wild card point leaders. According to the wild card point leaders, we're in that sub-district. And they got knocked off a team they handled earlier in the year. Oakland Craig's not a bad ball club. I think 16 and 5 or something. But they were the ones that defeated Stanton, and so Stanton's trying to get that wild card.
Boys Town could play Hershey, or Minden could play Hershey in both the boys and girls first round at state. That's the potential matchup there.
I think they'd probably take both those matchups. I mean, you're looking at, you know, a lot of times when you face those teams from the East, you get a team with 5, 6, 7 losses. Well, the competition, like you said, Doug, when they step up and play Class B teams because they're close to them, that's not what you want. You take a team from out west.
And Minden just well learn how to enjoy breakfast, because that would be a 9 a.m. game. And for their girls, if they go all the way, it's 10:45, 9 a.m., 9 a.m.
That'd be a Pershing on a torrent.
And if the boys go, it's 9 a.m., 9 a.m., 9 a.m.
Now, what do you do? Somebody's got to play that at that time, so why not? We'll just get it out of the way and sit back and win the first two, and then let's see if Boys Town can get there.
Yeah. I politically correct or not, D2 should never play the last game at the state tournament. Never. Never, never, never. Let's face it, it's the smallest class. It's going to have the smallest attendance. It's going to be at the end of the day. There's going to be no energy in the building from the broadcasters that have been there for 6 games, from the people that have worked there. They just want to get them out the door when it's all over. Let Class A be the last game. Let Class B be the last game. It makes no sense to me, considering that the A and B schools 90% of the time are going to be from the Omaha-Lincoln area or Beatrice. I mean, most of the time. Both A schools, most of the time, are going to be from Omaha-Lincoln, and from B, one of the teams, most of the time, is going to be from Omaha or Lincoln. And very rarely are they going to be anywhere that you have to travel more than an hour. Why wouldn't you put A or B, your marquee, at night? I mean, switch it up. Every other year, A goes, B goes. They're rotating them through, it seems like.
You're right.
But they're truly not. It's supposed to be every 6 years it notches around. I got to go back and look, because I don't think that's the case.
No, I think you're right on it. And I think you get D1 and D2 right before the A or B game to provide a little extra added excitement.
Yeah, and they're doing that for, I mean, they're putting one of the C's and then either A or B and one of the D's in one section and then the other section. But seriously, folks, if you're at the Heartland Hoops Classic, SEM was playing Heartland Lutheran in the last game. Their fans were there, but once that game before it got over with South Sioux, I mean, everybody left except the fans for those two teams, and that's what will happen here. I mean, it's time to go, but not if you got Omaha Central playing Norfolk.
No, they'll stick around for that one.
888-455-ESPN. We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Corey Raymond leaves the Huskers, Daddy, after he said he wasn't. Somebody got to him. Obviously, this is a money deal, because otherwise, why would you leave? He says it's family. Well, it was family Friday, too.
If he wants to go home, and that's his home, obviously. He said one of the hardest things he had to do is tell Bo Pelini. I would assume that would be the case after 3 days ago when you tell him Bo Pelini you were staying. Everybody seemed to be on the same. Now the names you're hearing.
Trent just said Ron Zook for DB. No, Trent.
Mike Minner's name is being, Eric Warfield's name, a couple NFL players coming back. Minner was just hired on with Turner Gill at Liberty as a special team, something like that.
Well, this is going to be tough. You got less than 10 days to make a hire. Spring ball begins March 10th. You've got to have somebody, you want to have somebody in place. I mean, I guess you don't have to, but you sure want to. That means somebody's got to be pretty available right now.
Yeah, and to get them up to speed with what you want to do, you're trying to focus on the defense as a whole. You don't have time to.
You need them in spring ball so that they can learn, just like the players are learning.
But the names you're hearing, that was much, much better than Scott Bruja and Kevin Kamrath from the driving range. Well, we've looked there for coaches in the past. I just thought people with football backgrounds would be much more suited.
And it's going to be hard to grab somebody that's a big-time recruiter.
You're right on that.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We got a lot more to talk about. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Greg Olson joins us at the bottom of the hour, and Minden girls coach Rick Cremosta to give us a look at their state tournament draw right after this.
900,000 products and 31 product categories. Some people would say Granger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Granger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Granger's over 900,000 products, call clickgranger.com or stop by a branch today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
We've added some tasty tickets to the Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Hockey Listener Reward Club online store. There's some tickets for the PBR, March 16th at the MAC, the March 30th cage fighting card at the Bureau Event Center, and a little more food. You're awarded 500 points for joining, 10 points a day for logging in, and bonus points for other things like the daily poll question. But remember, to earn points for that, you need to log in and post your opinion in the earn points section. Log in, click on the shopping cart to see what you can buy with your points. Click on the money back to earn more points.
As skies remain cloudy today, we still could see a few rain showers or some sprinkles developing with highs of 54. Southeast winds increase to 12 to 25. We'll see a chance for rain showers early tonight, followed by a low of 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. And don't forget, tonight you can check out some college basketball. You can check out what's going on in the world of sports, or just kick back and relax at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island for Wing Basket Night. Every Tuesday night, just $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. It's every Tuesday night for only $5. You can get them sweet, get them with a little zing, get them hot. It's there for you at the Chicken Coop. And don't forget, they're open 7 days a week. Play a little Keno. Got some games in there for the kids and Daddy. By the way, I've got something I got to tell you about, too. One of our Facebookers has sent you.
Oh, I know. I've got it three times now.
Okay.
I want to thank Kelly. I want to thank Harold. I want to thank Jim, I believe, sending me the keys to the claw game.
How to win at the claw.
Yeah, I read 7 pages on it. I appreciate all that information.
Chicken Coop, it's there for you 7 days a week because you're hungry. 7 days a week. Kearney, Grand Island, and don't forget tonight, Wing Basket Night. It's every Tuesday, $5, 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice of sauce. The State High School Girls Basketball Tournament gets underway Thursday at four different sites around the state of, or the city of Lincoln. And for the Minden Lady Whippets, they will open things up on a 10:45 contest, Classic Hits 98.9 against Hershey. Coach Rick Cremosta joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, congratulations on getting through the district and heading to the state tournament. I noticed you said in one of the articles over the weekend after you had won, there's a little different feeling going in as a district champ as opposed to a wild card. What's that feeling?
Well, you know, last year we used the wild card system as a wild card team, and it was fine. Of course, we enjoyed going down there. We enjoyed playing. But one of our goals last year was to win the district championship. So when you don't do that, you lose a little of the luster maybe. And it's always good to qualify by winning a district championship. I really think that's the way it should be.
Rick, when you looked at the initial bracket, did you smile when Boone Central was on your side and maybe a little revenge factor there?
I don't even know if we've even looked at that. We've got Hershey here that's going to be a quality team, and if we get lucky enough to win that game, whoever's sitting there in the second round, we're give it a go. I think there's some tough first round games for everybody.
That's a good coach speak. We appreciate that.
Well, now Hershey, I remember watching them a season and two ago. They graduated quite a few kids, but they still have three seniors on there. This is a program that has started to build themselves a little bit. What have you found out about them?
Well, they're a quality team. You know, they went through a few injuries around mid-season, but they've got all their kids back healthy right now, and they're playing their best basketball this season. So it's going to be a challenge for the Whippets.
They're more of a defensive ball club. The one or two times that you guys have been held in check or maybe beaten, it was because of a defensive performance. What do teams do that slow you down a little bit that you're expecting Hershey to do?
Well, I think teams that have, you know, athletes that can match up with our quickness and stuff will make it difficult for us, and Hershey will try to do that. And they've got some really good athletes, some good quickness, and so, you know, they're a defensive-minded team, like you said, and we have to rely on our defense a little bit more when you get to the state tournament. I do believe that.
Teams that show up year in and year out, you guys have been there four out of the last 5 years, if I'm not mistaken, Rick. Just being there before, being in the atmosphere, how much does that help?
Well, you know, somebody else asked me that same question. I think it's a definite advantage, but, you know, I don't know if you really know that until everything's played out and you're done playing, you know. I like to think that it's an advantage for us, knowing the atmosphere, what you have to do, how you have to prepare. But, you know, every year is a different year. Every year is different kids playing. So, you know, I don't know. I hope it'll help us, yes.
Rick Cremosta, head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They get ready to play Hershey Thursday morning at 10:45 in the opening round of the state tournament at Pershing. You have a big three yourself, obviously, with Hallie Bauer and the Kissinger girls. Talk about the difference in their games from the opening weekend of the season to what you're seeing now. Have they had to make some adjustments? Are they doing anything different? Are they just getting better? What's different about these girls today than the start of the year?
Well, I think those three have played well all season long. You know, I think as the season goes along, you learn each other a little bit more and what you can expect from each kid. And we've got some other players other than just those three, that's for sure, that do a great job for us. But Hallie and Jamie and Brooke, you know, they're our leading scorers, and we expect that from them every week and every night out. And if they're not up there in the scoring, we're going to struggle a little bit. So they know what's expected of them, they're usually up for the challenge, and they've been great players all season, and they played together, and so it's been fun to watch them.
Rick, obviously having success from beyond the three-point arc is something. The Kissinger girls like to shoot the basketball. They fire it from out there. How many three-pointers do you guys average a game?
Oh, I don't know, Tony. I haven't even I don't know, probably four or five or six, somewhere in there. I don't know. You know, I can say this, that we don't shoot near as many three-pointers this year as we did last year. And I think that was a learning experience a little bit last year. You know, we relied so much on that.
Okay.
That we've tried to really concentrate on getting to the basket more and create points at the foul line. So we've really not shot as near as many three-pointers as we did last year.
You said, and it's true of every good team, is everybody else has to play their roles if they're not scoring. Your defense has been pretty solid all year. You gave up some points in the district final, but talk about the team defense, and has it gotten better, or you still got some work to do?
Oh, I you know, I think it's gotten better, Doug. We just need to keep getting better at it. We, you know, our district final game against Valentine, who's a quality team, don't want to take anything away from those guys. They put some points up on us, and we'll have to play better defense, especially in Lincoln. You know, you never know when that shooting touch isn't going to be there, and you have to be able to bring your defensive game and dig in and bear down and each possession and get a stop when you need to.
Rick, top to bottom, this bracket, you mentioned earlier, there's some quality first-round matchups, but it looks to be pretty, I mean, pick a team. I mean, Sandy Creek's good. I mean, Shadron's, obviously, you look at their record, the number one seed, they're real good. You got you and Boone Central. When you look at the records, the teams that should advance, very, very balanced across the board.
Yeah, you know, the top four seeds are very balanced, but I think some of these other teams are pretty good, too. And, you know, the strange thing about the C1 bracket this year is I think there's probably three or four teams that aren't even in the state tournament that are good enough to win it yet. And they just got left out. They got beat in districts. And the way things fell with some upsets in districts that they just didn't qualify. And so, I, you know, going into district play, I thought there was 8 or 10 teams that could make a run at it. And, you know, there's a lot of teams there yet that can make some plays.
And the boys now go, the girls go, so it's double duty. You got to practice, you got to go to the other games, you got to be all fired up. So it's a fun time again at Minden, and Rick, we will see you Thursday. Best of luck, and hopefully Saturday morning at 9 a.m. The Whippets are still playing.
Yeah, we hope so, Doug. And Daddy, thanks. Appreciate everything you guys do.
All right, talk to you later, Coach. Rick Cremosta, head coach of the Lady Whippets. Again, the Minden and Amherst games will be on Classic Hits 98.9. The Sandy Creek, Blue Hill, and Giltner games will be on The Breeze 94.5 FM. You just don't know, Daddy. Last year, Sandy Creek came in on that wild card and played very well and then got knocked off by St. Cecilia in a high-scoring game in the semifinals, and St. Cecilia ends up winning it. Something tells me Shadron better be ready to go. Lincoln Christian at 11-13 taking on a Shadron team. I'll tell you this, the Western teams did not help themselves in the perception of that's why we have to have wild cards, because the Western teams can never come through. I mean, Shadron loses, Hitchcock County loses. It just depends where you want to draw that line. Undefeated through the whole year, and then you get knocked off in the district final.
Doug, you and I have a hard time understanding it, especially to teams that you look at their record and you go, wow. I mean, it's one thing. I understand a 16-4 team knocking off a team that's 22-1. I mean, that happens. That's basketball. But when you're losing, like we talked about earlier, when you're losing to sub-500 teams, it leaves you scratching your head a little bit.
Well, Hershey's good. There's not a good draw, I don't think, in this tournament. I think the upper half of the bracket is pretty tough. And Concordia, this is we've seen these athletes the last 2-3 years in volleyball and basketball continue to get better. Nothing would surprise me who was in the semifinals of Class C1. So we'll see. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg Olson will join us, talk a little baseball right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I've been talking about how simple it is to lower operational costs with Regis. Now I want to give you the play-by-play on how to do it, especially if you have a home office or expanding business and need a more professional image with clients. A Regis Virtual Office provides all the amenities of a full-time office without the expense. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. Plus, if you need a business presence in another state or even another country, Regis can have a virtual office set up for you. Faster than a baseball team can trade a losing pitcher. Call Regis. It's the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up a virtual office. Call Regis today and tell them I sent you for 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's R-E-G-U-S. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES. Call Regis today.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wife thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and micro brews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us sometimes sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The skies remain cloudy today. We still could see a few rain showers or some sprinkles developing with highs of 54. Southeast winds increase to 12 to 25. We'll see a chance for rain showers early tonight, followed by a low of 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy's show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska Danger throughout the week. Their debut of the season is Sunday at home, 6:05 kickoff. Some indoor football coming your way. I'll be jumping in my Midway vehicle to head to Lincoln.
That's right. Midway wants you to experience the Midway hassle-free advantage. There's no pressure, just the lowest price. That's what they want you to have. Kearney's best pre-owned dealer and new car dealer, voted on by the Area Chamber of Commerce for 2012. It's an honor they do not take lightly, and they want to thank everyone who's helped them get there. Check it out today. Plus, don't forget, Midway is the exclusive dealership of the Midway Certified Pre-Owned Warranty. Two-year, 100,000-mile warranty, roadside assistance, 6 months, 6,000-mile comprehensive warranty. They've got lots and lots of other things going on. Midway, experience the hassle-free advantage. Check them out today. A plethora of dealerships, all the kinds that you need. Midway, the best way.
ThinkMidway.com as we welcome into the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth out of Omaha. I didn't know this until I went deep into the bio here that he's also a townie. Did you know this?
No.
Did you know? Born in Scribner.
Ooh,
born in Scribner,
by
America.
Snyder?
It's by Snyder. That's a good get by you. I think they still got a racetrack out there. Greg Olson, former Major League stud, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Greg, thanks for giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, great to catch up with you. We're right in the middle of state tournament time, basketball time here. It begins this week for us, and we're getting ready for baseball. Of course, we're still Royals fans, and we're still keeping our fingers crossed. And we've aged a lot since 1985.
Well, you know what? I got to see them a couple times last year, and with all the young studs that they got coming up, they're only going to get better. They can just keep plugging the guy in a spot that they need, you know. But that's kind of always been the problem.
Greg, we've got to get this question out of the way before we get this thing started. We have a friend, we have a mutual friend that actually hooked us up with you to get you on as you wrote this book. He goes by the name Drews back in the day. We now call him Stifler. Did he ever play on those teams, or was he pretty much just kind of the get you the water guy?
No, he played. He was on those real good teams that we had at Northwest, and the teams that went to. I guess it was my senior year that went to the National Legion tournament, and Drews was our left fielder. Yeah, he was in the lineup. Seems like he was batting one or two in the lineup.
Well, that's because his dad was an assistant coach. <right?
laughs> you know what? Drews is a good player. He was a good player.
Greg Olson, and he's trying to teach some of the youngsters around here, too, doing a little coaching. He's got a book out called We Got to Play Baseball. We'll talk about that in a moment. But for the folks out there that don't know, Greg, what are you doing right now?
You know, I've been, for the last 3 years, I've been scouting for the Padres. My job is the advanced scout. So I go out and we open the season with the Dodgers and the Diamondbacks. So I'm going to go down to about the last 10-12 days of spring training and get a good feel for how the Dodgers and Diamondbacks are playing, so that when we open up the season, you know, we got some information on some guys that we might not have seen, you know, who's swinging well, who's pitching well, who's not pitching well, and then just give them the scouting report. So I've been doing that for the last 3 years.
Greg, you're basically looking for tendencies, right, with a catcher giving away something or a pitcher giving away a pitch. Is that what you're looking for?
You know what? It's kind of comical because my job description from Bud Black is find a way to win us one game.
So take
that for what it is. I'm looking for just anything. You know, if I can steal the third base coach's signs, I try. If I can see the catcher's tipping a pickoff move to first base, I'll give that to him. You know, if the pitcher stands, you know, or holds his glove differently on a slider than he does on a fastball, then, you know, that's what I'm looking for. So I'm not. There's too many baseball systems out now. One of them's called BATS, that the teams pay for, that gives them, you know, tendencies for a 2-2 slider and how the guy, you know, how guys hit it and you know, all nine locations of the strike zone. I mean, it's stupid ridiculous. So I can't, you know, I can tell them that a guy's not seeing the slider very well right now, and if he usually is a good slider hitter, then, you know, it's relevant information. But no, I don't play with the tendencies. I don't really chart the games. I'll decide to sit there and pay to sit there and watch and try to figure out a way to win one game.
That's not a bad job.
I was going to say, so you have something in common with Greg Olson, Big Daddy. You just kind of sit around and try to observe things.
Yeah.
Greg, he's the 1989 American League Rookie of the Year, went to Auburn, got to see a lot of places and meet a lot of people, and by pitching for the different teams, obviously, you got to play with a lot of the legends of the game. What made you want to write a book?
You know, I did a... So I was on the Celebrity Golf Tour for about 2 years, which was kind of was an absolute blast. But the first tournament I went to was at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina, the Marine Base. And we were sitting around telling stories like most athletes do, with a couple milks. And one of the wives was sitting there. She goes, "These are really funny. Somebody ought to write these down." I was kind of like, you know, me scouting, I'm seeing, you know, almost all the major league guys that are announcing or doing anything inside of the baseball. I see them, you know, every day at the ballpark. So just started going around going, "Hey, I'm doing this. You know, you got 24 hours. Think of your favorite or two favorite baseball stories and, you know, try to keep them reasonably clean." And and I don't want anybody, you know, I don't want any mud or anybody thrown under the bus. And those guys wouldn't give it to me anyway if they were going to do that. So it's just been a blast to write.
Obviously a lot of fun as you reminisce, think about old times. Greg, when you go back of all the teams you played with, give me one or two or three guys that when you're around them, I mean, you just laugh and you have a good time because they're just funny people.
You know, I was blessed with the opportunity to come up in Baltimore, and the Ripken brothers, Bill and Cal, completely took me under their wing. You know, basically taught me how to be a major leaguer. And Bill was, you know, obviously the comic side of the duo, but Cal was pretty good. I'm still trying to figure out how to write that, you know, if I get this thing going well enough that book number two would be wanted. One of the things I want to do is all the games that Cal played, and it's not the baseball games. It's all the little stupid games that we played before the game and after the game. I mean, we you know, every game in the Metrodome, we'd sit around and wait for everybody to leave and go out onto the field on the Metrodome when it with just the security lighting and play a whiff ball game against the clubhouse kids, you know, and have the, you know, second base was home plate, so we try to hit the ball into the bleachers, and you know, we're doing that at midnight to 2 o'clock in the morning. You got, you know, keep away football games in the Texas clubhouse. It's just kind of comical, all the little things that the Ripken brothers, you know, picked up and did.
Were you there on the night he set the record?
No, I was actually in Kansas City.
Greg Olson.
For the Royals.
Yeah.
Greg Olson is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I have to ask you, since you were your career obviously saw plenty of injuries in it. Once those healed up, you had a great year with the Diamondbacks. You had great years before the injuries. But you really started to pitch in what's going to be known as a dark time for baseball, because that's when the Bash Brothers really started to become something, when the steroids started to become an issue in baseball. Did you know it was happening? I mean, everybody says that you'd be lying if you didn't know it was going on. How prevalent was it? Can you address that a little bit?
You know what? Yeah, you knew. You know, and the thing was that you were always speculating on guys that had big years. You know, and I don't know one way or another about, you know, certain other players, but you knew the main guys that came up in the Mitchell report, and you knew that, you know, all the guys that are on the Hall of Fame ballot that are getting 23% and 22%, you knew those guys. I didn't know Palmeiro, yeah, you knew him, and it was just kind of one of those where you go, I got to get him out. I'm paid to get him out. And if he's using steroids or not using steroids, if I missed a big part of the bat, he's still not hitting a home run. So I got to figure out a way to get him out. And, you know, at that point, everybody kind of looked at it like, I'm not going to say if you're not cheating, you're not trying, but it was more everybody else is doing it and nobody seems to have a problem with it. So if you want to do it, go ahead.
And the toughest out for you was who?
You know, I kind of go through it, and it was different. You know, Wade Boggs early in my career gave me a lot of problems. And then guys that, you know, you probably never heard of, Brian Harper with the Twins, Rance Mullenix with the Blue Jays. And then later in my career when I was closing with the Diamondbacks, you know, I ran into Bonds quite a bit. And to be honest with you, he was probably one of the best hitters I've ever seen in my life. You know, obviously the 700 however many home runs, but there just wasn't a place to go to get him out. And you know, that's kind of what you count on when you need to make a pitch. You count on the ability to make that pitch in a certain spot. If I don't make it and he hits a home run, then it's my fault. But if there's a guy that you don't have a certain spot to go to, kind of makes it difficult. And he was one of those guys. You couldn't really go down and away. It might be a home run to left field. It might be a double into left center. You go in, it's going to be, you know, one of those tape measure shots, a Covey Cove. So, pick and choose.
That's just absolutely, you know, it's wild stories when you're hearing, you know, Major League Baseball stories. Greg, of all the years you played, how many surgeries?
None.
Never
any surgery. No, I tore my tore the ligament in my elbow, which is usually results in the Tommy John surgery, and did that in 93, and you know, I was miraculously healed, I think. You know, I went and saw Dr. Andrews 3 months after I supposedly tore it, and he's like, it's unbelievable. He goes, there's scar tissue and it's healed up, and he goes, you don't need to do anything. And then I did it again at the end of my career, tore my ligament and tore a tendon in front of my elbow, and that kind of ended me in 2001.
Ugh. He's author of a book, We Got to Play Baseball. It's 60 stories from men who played the game. Just a couple more questions, Greg Olson, then we'll let you get out of here. The role of the relief pitcher, the guy that comes in and gets the save, is different than when you came into Major League Baseball. A guy can trot in, throw three pitches, he gets a save. They get 50, 60 saves a year when when you got going. I think it was 29 your rookie year, and you're right around that 30 every year. What do you think about the role of a relief pitcher now? You've got guys that are coming in to get the hold. It's a stat that has been established for Major League Baseball middle relievers. What do you think about the role of the closer now?
You know what? It's pretty close to what I did. You know, I was one of the guys that was kind of in between, you know, the Goose Gossage and Raleigh Fingers that would be out there for two or three innings. And, you know, those guys are my heroes because I know how hard it was to go out and get, you know, get two outs in the eighth and then come back in the ninth. And it sounds really stupid when you say it out loud, but getting five outs is a lot harder than getting three outs, you know. Yeah. And you're usually coming into something in the eighth that is, you know, borderline a disaster, and you're about to lose the game, so you got to, you know, figure out a way to get out of that. And then you go the ninth. So I don't have a problem with these guys, you know. I mean, I know how hard it is, to get the last three outs is always so difficult. And some of these guys are making it look real easy, and some of these guys are very good at what they do, you know. So I don't have a problem with, you know, I wish I was on, you know, a team that won 100 games and would have had a chance to close for them. You know, it would have been fun to run up 60 save opportunities and see what I could do, but...
Greg, they say in Boston there's going to be no beer in the clubhouse. can they do that first of all? And is there just, I mean, there's just beer around? If a guy wants to have a beer, can he have a beer?
You know, if you got a second, I just actually just started tweeting because of the book, and I actually tweeted that yesterday. Like, you know, you're going to end all camaraderie in the clubhouse. You know, I mean, I grew up and I didn't leave a clubhouse, you know, not that I drank the beer, but hypothetically I might have. you know, I don't think I left a clubhouse before midnight, you know, and I wasn't drinking to get drunk. I was drinking to talk the baseball game with my teammates and rehash the game. And, you know, that was what we did. And I was on one team that didn't have it in the home clubhouse, and it was Houston. And they had a perfectly good reason. One of their players, you know, drove home drunk and got in a wreck. And I get that, too. But, you know, it's one of those where we won, you know, we were one game up in first place in 1st of September. And I was, like, coming in to get a beer and sit around and meet my new teammates. And by the time I walked to the refrigerator, figured it out, turned around, the clubhouse was gone. And everybody was, you know, on their way home or whatever else. And it's a different world. I mean, I get it, and they, you know, Boston abused it last year if they were drinking during the game. But it's gonna be different, you know. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like I said, it takes away the camaraderie from the team.
Greg, if folks want to follow you on Twitter, what's the Twitter address?
Greg Olson, GREGGOLSON 30.
Greg Olson, 30. We got to play baseball. 60 stories for men who played the game. Folks want to go out, pick up the book, get it on the website. What are they going to see? We talked about it a little bit, some of the stories. What's the one thing you'll tell folks as they get ready to go out and read this book?
You know what? I knew my 16-year-old was going to read it. So it's pretty clean. I hope they get some good laughs. We put... my co-author went and put everybody's bio behind each story so that when you're reading about somebody you've never heard of, you know, the next page will tell you who he is and what he did, and kind of bring some guys back to life that, you know, that baseball, there's so many games and so many years that you kind of lose track of guys. But, you know, it was a lot of fun. It's not all stories by me. I probably got about 8 of them in there. Talking about my walk to Barry Bonds in San Francisco with the bases loaded. You know, first time in 47 years. I got Jim Abbott talked about his no-hitter in the Bronx. George Brett gave me a long story about the pine tar incident, and I'd never heard his version of it, and that was a blast to hear. And then a whole bunch of little pranks and jokes and, you know, all the games that we play outside the game.
Of all these teams you've been with, first of all, I got the last two questions I've got. What was the best clubhouse spread If you could eat one clubhouse spread that you thought, damn, this is pretty good. And the second one is, did you save any memorabilia? Do you have jerseys and bats from these guys that all the years you played?
Okay, clubhouse spread. You know what? Legendary clubhouse bad spread was Detroit. it was so bad the guys would. It was being owned by one of the pizza guys at that time. Can't think of who it was, but so the pizza company had, you know, places outside the clubhouse, and so we take one look at the spread in Detroit and go send the clubhouse kids out to go get some pizzas. You know what? The guy in Oakland with the A's had and San Francisco, they had a real good spread. They would have them catered in, you know, and they'd bury them night to night. And then, you know, if you got traded to a team that came back in, you'd get the same three spreads. But, you know, it works. Everybody's happy. Let's see. What was the second question?
Of all the teams, did you save bats and jerseys? Do you have a bunch of memorabilia or not?
Yeah, you know what? I started doing that and started, you know, speculating on who was going to be in the Hall of Fame and who wasn't going to be in the Hall of Fame, and try to get bats and balls from those guys. Turns out I was pretty good at guessing. You know, with Alan Marr coming in and I got a couple bats. The only jersey I ever asked for was from Cal Ripken. And you know, just he was my neighbor in Baltimore, and always, you know, gave me the keys to his workout gym, and you know, gave me the gate code to the side of his house, and told me to come over and work out whenever I wanted to, even after I was 5 or 6 years removed from the Orioles. So he was awesome, and thought his jersey belonged up on my wall.
Well, Greg, so, We appreciate you giving us a lot of your time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll look to see how the Padres are doing all season long, and I know we got some actual Padre fans right here in Kearney and the Tri-Cities. So maybe we'll get to catch up with you again soon, and we'll make Drew's buy us lunch pretty soon.
Yeah, you know what? He probably should. He owes me at least a phone call and something else after the holiday bowl fiascos, where he kept coming down and telling me what side he was on, and then all of a sudden he'd move. at the second holiday bowl, I finally just said, all right, look, I am in this spot right here, and I'm tailgating. Fine. Yeah, he still didn't find me, though. I was like, oh, you know, one of my boys from my high school's the holiday bowl back-to-back years, and he doesn't come and find me.
Well, we just appreciate that he didn't just name drop you to get us to be his friend, because all this time we thought he made up Midlothian, Virginia. You really did play them, right?
We really did play them. Yeah, I should have done a little bit more. Should have went deep, I guess, at the end of the game to try to get us back in it. It didn't work.
Hey, Greg, thanks for the time. We sure appreciate it here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Enjoy the rest of the week.
All right, take care, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Greg Olson, out of Omaha Northwest, state champions. Went on to have a great career at Auburn University, and then have a great career in the majors, the 1989 American League Rookie of the Year. Check out his book, We Got to Play Baseball, 60 Stories from Men Who Played the Game. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. Shh. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The cracked pipe inside the wall, the broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SURF-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry, you want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SURF-PRO, fire and water cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
To get a great deal, sometimes it's just a matter of being in the right place at the right time. And believe you me, the right time is right now, and the right place is Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. You see, we're proud to be celebrating our 25th anniversary in Kearney with some very timely offers that are way too good to pass up, including over $7,500 off or 0% financing on the award-winning Chevrolet Silverado. And talk about selection. You won't have to choose between just two or three models. No, you'll have about 40 new trucks to choose from, and close to 20 super popular Chevrolet Cruises. Now that's Midway selection. Save over $6,000 or choose 0% financing on your favorite Malibu. And for the full-size car fan, Impalas have never been a better buy with up to $5,000 off. Add a full year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. And, well, like I said, it's the right place and the right time to get a great deal at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
A trip to state is on the line tonight as we bring you more boys district championship action on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. All games tip off at 7, beginning in the B5 district final at Kearney High as Hastings takes on Aurora on 1230 KHAS. On the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner takes on Loomis, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Overton battles Kennesaw. And don't forget the girls' state tournament begins Thursday. But tonight, boys district finals right here.
And skies remain cloudy today. We still could see a few rain showers or some sprinkles developing with highs of 54. Southeast winds increase to 12 to 25. We'll see a chance for rain showers early tonight, followed by a low of 29. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Loper link tomorrow, Holly Carnes will join us, talk softball. They had snowed out this week, but they're off to a decent start. After dropping a pair to Fort Hays State, they went 3-1 in the crossover tournament with the Northern Sun, which is always very important. Wrestling is out, brackets released. Looks like it's going to be some tough draws for UNK. Lopers qualified 8 and scored some points, but they didn't have a whole lot of champions over the weekend, and that might come back to bite them in the national tournament. Coming up,
Troutman's
Tuesday trivia. That's right. We got Troutman's coming up. That'll be good.
I'm looking forward to that. I think you've got a question. I think I've got a question.
Oh, I've got questions.
Okay.
We've got a lot of questions. Some things that we should go through, though. We didn't get a whole lot of chance yesterday to talk about the ad. Doc Sadler was asked about it yesterday in the Big Ten coaches teleconference, and what can he say about that? You know.
Thank you. I think that's what he can say about it. Thank you for this. I mean, I don't know that it's one of those deals that I think Doc Sadler. I think you saw with Bill Callahan. I think you know how Tom Osborne manages people. He had to have sat down. He had to have sat down with Doc and said, here's the parameters of what we're doing going forward. And I'm sure Doc said, you're absolutely right on this. I just think to do what they've done, they're going to be worse next year.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way this team can be better next year.
Not unless they bring in the Fab Five. Eric Olson of the Associated Press asked the question. Here was part of Doc's response.
First of all, Eric, I did not see the newspaper. Obviously, I've heard about it. I've gotten several calls. But as I've said all along, my total focus right now is just on this basketball team because I think they have given me everything that they've got, and it's only right for me to do that in return.
Then he went on to address it a little bit more.
When everything's said and done, I'm not saying that I'll ever read the article, but I'm familiar enough with it that, I appreciate Neil's, whatever that was, I guess, Neil's support of mine or whatever.
So there you go. That's what Doc had to say on the whole issue yesterday.
Doug, you and I both, I don't think Tom Osborne, I don't think anybody, I don't know that anybody in the state says, he's got to be fired, he sucks, get rid of him. And that's never been said one time that I've heard of.
Well, not on this show.
But you don't hear people out there, no one's really out there with a...
Well, everybody's got the question, he's gone, right? He's got to go, right? He's going to be gone, right? When they know the answer is probably yes.
I just got to believe that Mr. Osborne is as smart as he is with dealing with people, has sat down and Doc Sadler knows his fate. And I don't know where they're going to go from here. Like you said, I hope they have somebody in mind. I hope some, you know, we can get this deal. Okay, Doc didn't work out. We're going to move in a different direction. Here's your $3 million. Go to a beach. Enjoy that, Doc. Take some time off. Now, enter stage left. Our new coach, and boom, there he is. And hopefully it'll be somebody, I don't know how you'd think that facility would get kids to Lincoln. Maybe it will, maybe it won't.
All conference teams came out for women's basketball last night. Jordan Hooper is on the first team. Lindsay Moore is on the second team. Emily Cady, honorable mention, and all freshman team. Caitlin Burke to the sportsmanship team. The Husker women play Thursday against Northwestern in the first round of the Big Ten tournament.
That there's no surprise there. You're getting ready for this Big Ten tournament. It looks like Northwestern tripped them up during the year. They're going to avenge that loss. Then they get Iowa, who they swept. They can win a couple games in this, get in deep. I think. What are you looking, 4-5? When you're looking at the NCAA tournament, Doug?
The women?
Yeah.
They're right now on the 8 line, according to bracketology. On Baylor's side.
Oh, great.
You don't want to be an 8-9.
No.
10's better than an 8-9.
You're right on that.
Because that way you 7-2.
You don't get to see the very handsome Brittany Griner.
You don't. Yeah.
I mean.
I'm surprised, too, that they're an 8. I would think they'd be a little higher than that. You just beat Ohio State. 8th means you're somewhere between 28th and 32nd in the country. I guess, well, and they're 24th ranked, so.
I'm wondering, you were 23rd, then you beat Ohio State. I thought that would jump you down to 18, which would be a.
Well, here's the problem. Big win. But if they would have beat Northwestern or one of those three teams they shouldn't have lost to out of the 6 losses.
Then you're a 3-4.
Then they've got a bye. Then they're in that 4 line. There's no doubt about that. Exactly. Michigan State doesn't thump you like that. That's exactly the case. Jabba Chamberlain. 16 throws off of a full mound today for the first time in 8 months after his elbow ligament replacement surgery. He did that this morning. Nebraska baseball has picked up a commitment from recruit Bo Fandle, catcher. Football has also picked up an oral commitment. This is from a 4-star out of Cardinal Mooney who has never visited Lincoln.
Yeah, good Catholic kid, says Coach Pliny, coach me.
It is Marcus McWilson, 6 foot 190 pounder. 4-star safety, Rivals has him in the top 250. He already had offers from Illinois, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan State, Purdue, and West Virginia. God, I don't think I could ever commit to a place I'd never been to. Are you kidding me? And Kearney High has a new volleyball coach. Melissa Peterson, new head coach, takes over for Jason Owens, said that after last year he was stepping down. She was an assistant for the Bearcats this year, graduated from Kearney High in 2006, went to the University of Nebraska, graduated with an elementary teaching degree. She's a fourth grade teacher at Glenwood. Attends school in Lincoln. Coached 4 years of club volleyball and had a year at Lincoln Southwest High School. And is now the head coach of a Class A program in her first head coaching gig.
It's been a struggle. Hopefully she'll be able to get the ship righted.
Anything else you want to talk about on the program today?
Well, Iowa hires a new coordinator in Greg Davis, the guy that was fired at Texas or left at Texas after a 5-7 year. I find that a little interesting. We got Tuesday Troutman's Trivia.
Oh, God, we got to do that. Well, why were you talking so long? Let's do it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us on the Doug and Daddy Show, but we won't answer it for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So all you got to do is give us a buzz. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, if you haven't won the last 2 months, you are eligible. The winner will get a $25 gift card coming your way from Troutman's. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Andrew.
Andrew, we just had Greg Olson, 1989 American League Rookie of the Year, as a pitcher on our program. How many Major League Baseball teams did he throw for?
Four.
Tryback, four is incorrect. 888-455-ESPN. What's your question? What sport do you have?
I got NASCAR.
Really? Oh, that's the only one?
Yeah.
Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason. How many Major League Baseball teams did Greg Olson pitch for?
We'll go with six.
Incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay on the phone lines. Daddy, ask your question.
Who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, Matt Kenseth won the Great American Race last night. What Big Ten state is Matt Kenseth from?
Wisconsin.
Oh!
Why do I let you do anything? I had so many here. So bad.
You are a winner. Stay on the line.
You're
Jeff,
smart.
We'll
you're race. Smart. Caller right. Smart. You, not so, but you brought out a NASCAR question.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Right. Out of nowhere, the first guy knows NASCAR. You just throw it out. $25 gift card. Congratulations. By the way, 9 major league teams. Orioles, Braves, Indians. Royals, Tigers, Astros. Twins, Diamondbacks, Dodgers.
Good grief. That's crazy. 9? I mean, I think we guessed that forever. I thought when you said Royals, there was 4 for me. But I...
9's a lot for Gregory Olson. We'd like to thank Greg Olson for joining us on the show today. Rick Cremosta from Minden as their girls get ready for the state tournament. Tomorrow, more state tournament talk. Also, Holly Carnes, UNK softball coach, will join us. We've got Nebraska Danger tickets to give away the rest of the week starting tomorrow. We'll also be talking about their season in the home opener, which is on a Sunday night. Josh Howgie, Tri-City Storm coach, is going to join us Friday on the show. So stay with us, and we've got a lot more coming up this week on Doug and Daddy.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, Superstation 14601, your AM dial in Kearney, 1550.
Who do you think you are? I am! Pete Weber. He got all kinds of great pub after our show yesterday.
I am!
Everywhere. Man, that boy can, he can swear. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!